Talking with Robert Saunders of SEE. How many of these vehicles do you have in service?
We have over 300 electric vehicles in our fleet. And they're being primarily used in our meter reader and field service representative, or FSR, applications. And we use some of them for security patrol. We use some of them for our service planners as well.
And you guys are mandated to have a certain number of alternative fuel vehicles in your fleet?
We use alternative fuels because we have a large fleet of vehicles, and electric seem to work the best for us. Southern California Gas uses natural gas, and so we use the electric vehicles.
But I guess my question was, by law, you have to have a certain number of some type of alt fuel vehicles, no?
Yes.
Okay. What are you going to do, or can you tell us what you're going to do when Toyota takes these back from you?
Well, right now what's happening is some of the cars are being released to us, and so we're going into 4 years and 5 year lease programs for the vehicles. When the leases are finally up, we're probably going to look at some hybrid technologies. We haven't really made that determination yet.
And is it possible you also look at the AC propulsion, possibly doing some battery electric vehicles for you? Or?
I don't know. We're just looking at all of our options at this point.
Okay. What kind of battery degradation are you seeing at 100,000 miles? I noticed the car that I rode in had 100,000 miles in it. So.
Yeah, I don't know the data on that. Probably we'd want to talk to some of our people in Pomona Tech Center, maybe even Wanagueta or Nampinski, and get that detailed information for you.
No approximations?